Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest who is an experienced shaman and a highly skilled ascension facilitator, Dwayne Hinkle. Today, our topic will be, it's time to clear out and activate. And we'll be discussing clearing energy blockages and ascension activations. And next Friday on August 3rd, my show will be 2012, the world's biggest shift and what to do about it with futurist John L. Peterson. So be sure you tune in for that. Now, I also want to remind listeners that there will not be a What's Up in the Heavens again until probably August 24th. And there won't be a written What's Up in the Heavens either. I'm away clearing out my mother's home and preparing to sell it, so I'm interviewing guests during this period. If you need to learn about the cycles while I'm gone, you can go to my site at askmadeline.com to order my Good Timing newsletters. You'll get all the cycle information well in advance. My site again is askmadeline.com. Now, before I introduce my guest, I want to announce a new program for those of you who want to thrive. This program is Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity, and your energy is the foundation of your prosperity. Once you're aware of what strengthens and depletes your energy, you can make daily choices that increase your prosperity. So participate in this six-week energy inventory to learn which aspects of your daily life enhance your energy and prosperity. And you'll also discover what pushes it away. A weekly checklist for monitoring the theme of the week will be provided. Now, this program has a 26% early bird discount when you register between now and August 17th. However, if you register between now and next Friday, August 3rd, you'll get two special bonuses. The first one is a free MP3 of how to use the Good Timing Guide. That's a two-hour class that fully describes how to use the guide and get the best timing for your activities. The second bonus is a $15 discount on Peg's recent Deep Ancestral Patterns release. And that's so you can release old family patterns that negatively impact your prosperity. And when you register for the Take an Energy Inventory program during the next 2 weeks, you'll be able to purchase Peg Donahue's Ancestral Release for just $20. Now, the Take an Energy Inventory program starts September 12th. It lasts for 6 Wednesdays through October 17th. And we also offer a 3-payment plan. So to learn more or to register, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And now I want to introduce my special guest, Dwayne Hinkle. Dwayne is a shaman of 25 years who specializes in energy clearing and ascension activations. He's also the author of 2 books on ascension, and he's been the keynote speaker on several occasions at the International HUNA conventions. His goal in life is to help as many people as possible make this evolutionary shift into the fifth dimension. So welcome, Dwayne. I'm so glad to have you on my show.
It's good to be here, Madeline. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since I've had you here. I'm so glad to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. Well, my first question is, how did you get involved in doing energy clearings and ascension activations?
Well, that's a good question. About 25 years ago, I was deeply involved in business in the corporate world, and then all of a sudden, nothing that I tried in business worked, and I kind of went through the valley of the shadow, and the spiritual life called me, and I started realizing success there, so that was the only thing that worked. And I figured I had nothing to lose because my life was pretty much in the tank at that time.
So you got involved in energy clearings. You got involved in the shamanic life, basically, at that point.
I got involved in the shamanic life. I moved to Hawaii in the late 90s, lived there for 4 years. And while I was there, a lot of healing knowledge and came into me and that I still use as of today. So it was like there must have been some invisible plan for me to do this because it was overwhelmingly drawing me into it.
Wow. That's quite a story. And tell our listeners what you think ascension is and why do we need to prepare for it?
Well, I think ascension means shifting into a higher dimension, into a dimension of peace and joy and harmony, which any human being would love to shift into. And if we have energy blocks, for example, from earlier in this life or past lives, these are things that get in the way of our being able to raise our frequency and be able to shift into a higher dimension, which is a higher frequency. So to get ready for ascension, one needs to work on oneself.
Ah, yes. Okay, I certainly understand that completely. So now you used a term there that I'd like you to clarify. What are energy blockages?
Energy blockages are anything that gets in the way of our being able to move, for example, into a higher frequency, into a higher dimension. Two common types. One would be a psychological type where we're dealing with anger, abandonment, fear in all its forms that hold us back. And then there's other kinds of blockages that we might get from possessions, attachment from other entities. All of these things can get in the way of our being able to hold our frequency and move forward spiritually.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I certainly get that. And one thing I would add to that probably would be just that our culture has taught people not to like themselves.
Well, our culture is really, when you stop and think of it, is based on fear.
Yeah.
And fear
right.
gets in the way of our being able to love and open our heart. So it's tough in a fear-based society to open up to the higher vibrations of love.
Boy, I think that is so perfectly true. I know it was many years ago when I discovered that I had been conned into not liking myself.
Yeah.
It was quite a revelation to realize how really every aspect of my life had managed to convince me of that, everything from parents and teachers and churches and et cetera. It was everywhere, you know. So I can imagine that there are lots of different energy blockages that people might have. So now, why are energy clearings so important?
Well, energy clearings are so important because if we don't clear these low-vibrating patterns of fear and anxiety and abandonment, if we don't clear these, then we're going to get stuck in this dimension and we'll miss out on this great evolutionary leap presented itself to mankind in the very near future. And let's face it, that's the purpose, really the basic purpose of life, is to move into a life of peace and joy and harmony where all beings live in love rather than fear.
Boy, it's practically unimaginable, I imagine, for most people, because we've been stuck in this fear and sort of control-based
ever since we've come to Earth, we've been stuck in this, so it'd be a very new experience for us.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I take it you're expecting something like this to happen this year.
I believe that we're up for a shift on December 21st, 2012, which is the end of the Mayan calendar, and also when it's the first time in 26,000 years that Earth is directly aligned with the powerful center of the Milky Way galaxy, which many say is what will trigger this big evolutionary shift. And I believe that to be the case, along with many other people.
Well, it's certainly one of the most intriguing possibilities that we have before us at this point in time. Because as Cryon may suggest that it may take a long time to make the shift, even so, this whole year we're kind of really almost at the center of the galaxy, so there's a lot of energy shifts taking place all around us, things that we haven't expected are changing. But before I do anything more, I know we're going to run out of time here to go to a break. So, listeners, what determines whether you ascend or don't ascend? And when we come back from this short break, Dwayne Hinkle will tell you. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. My guest today is Dwayne Hinkle, a shaman with 25 years experience who specializes in energy clearings and ascension activations. And today we're talking about time to clear out and activate. So, Dwayne, beyond our energy clearings, what else can we do to prepare for ascension?
Well, the next thing that we need to do to prepare for ascension is to do what I call ascension activations that opens up our heart, raises our vibration, and prepares us to shift into the fifth dimension. We open ourselves to the higher spiritual energies of the fifth dimension.
And do you want to describe those activations in a little more detail?
Yes, I'll describe an activation so people get an idea of what it is. The activations that I do are not based on meditation. I'm the world's worst meditator,
and so
these activations are for people who aren't meditators, and it involves doing hand movements in a person's energy field, have them speak certain key phrases, for as we know, words have power, and also laying crystal layouts around the person to help amplify the energy. These three things combined to activate a person's light body and prepare them for ascension.
And I have experienced your four basic activations. Do you want to say anything about them?
I do four activations, a fifth dimension light body activation, a sixth dimension Venus activation, a seventh dimension Christ activation, and a 12-strand DNA activation.
And then beyond that, what happens?
I channeled those activations perhaps 10 years ago, and in recent years, a deeper level of activations have been channeled by me, which I call the galactic activations, because through these activations, one is actually connected to the powerful energies of the galactic center.
Wow. And what happens when somebody gets connected to the galactic center?
Well, what those activations involve is downloading the etheric blueprint body into the physical body. The etheric blueprint body is the physical body in perfection. This is merged with the physical body, and then it's activated by a flow of energy based on an actual connection of the person's new body to the galactic center. And so one has starts moving into a level of oneness. I would call it galactic oneness. One starts moving into and out of the world of duality.
Yes, out of the world of duality.
And we know there's all sorts of duality here in the third dimension.
Yeah, no kidding.
That we run into every day, don't we?
Including our Congress.
Yeah, including our Congress, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, I'd like to go back to the question that we posed at the break. How does somebody know whether or not they will ascend?
That's very intriguing, and I'm probably asked that question more than any other. And I'll refer to the raw material, the Law of One books, which were channeled from the sixth dimension, and Ra said that the big determinant of whether we're able to shift into the fifth dimension is whether we're in service to others, basically, or in service to ourselves. If we're primarily in service to others, then we will shift to a higher dimension. And it doesn't make any difference what you do. It's your attitude toward life. You could be a ditch digger and still be in service to others. You could be a preacher and be in service to yourself. So it's your attitude toward life, not the particular job that you have.
Right, exactly. Well, I have another question for you. I get asked this quite a bit, and it's something I think you probably get asked too, which is, why are we going to shift to fifth dimension when right now we're in third dimension? What about fourth dimension? What happened to fourth?
I believe that we've shifted through the third dimension. We're in the fourth dimension now. The fourth dimension is a bridge dimension, one that we're moving through very rapidly, and we're in the fourth now, and we will shift into the fifth dimension. As proof that we're in the fourth dimension and not the third, I ask you to take a look at the world and see if it's anywhere close to the world that we were in 25 years ago. And I think any observer would say, no, this is a different world than 25 years ago. So we're in the fourth now, rapidly moving toward the fifth.
Yeah, definitely a different world than 25 years ago.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, now, I'd kind of like to go back and ask you a little bit about those galactic activations, because I've had them.
Yeah.
And they're quite magnificent, to tell you the truth. And so would you like to describe anything about the galactic activations?
Yes. When we came into this galaxy, we came in through the center of the galaxy and left a part of ourselves at home, which was our 14th chakra. Our 14th chakra resides at the galactic center. So the first thing we do is connect our crown chakra of our bodies to our 14th chakra way up in the galactic center, and that makes the initial connection to the galactic center. Then we begin the process of actually downloading the etheric blueprint body into the physical body, the body of oneness and life, and a body off the reincarnational wheel. And that cannot be downloaded all at once. So we download the etheric blueprint heart into the physical body, connect it to the galactic heart at the galactic center, and then activate it with a flow of energy from the galactic center. Then in the next session, the entire body, the etheric blueprint body, the whole body is downloaded and activated. And last, the corpus callosum, membrane of separation between the hemispheres of the brain, is energetically removed so the brain can move into oneness and perceive the world as one rather than in duality. So there's a lot that goes on energetically to move one into our, what I call our galactic body, the body that's ready to join others in the galactic federation.
Wow, and it's an amazing experience to get these activations, because there is truly nothing that I've ever experienced like them.
Well, we get through these activations, we get a taste of what the galactic energy is like. It's the energy of oneness and unity and peace and harmony, which is a total different experience than assimilating simply the Earth energy.
Yes, very different. And for me, it has helped me to stay centered and balanced and really much more at peace, and you know, it's just a...
If I had to describe it in one word, I would say one moves into the oneness, into the unity, and out of the duality. That's the big benefit of it.
Yes, yes, and it's quite remarkable. It takes time to integrate it into your physical body, But it's quite remarkable, quite amazing.
After you do it, you better be careful of what you ask for, because your ability to manifest is increased 5 or 10 times.
So it certainly is.
Things start moving very fast in your life.
But well, that's after you've done the energy clearings too, right?
Particularly if you've done the energy clearings first, then you're all set for the galactic activations.
Exactly.
And I do these every week. I do galactic activations and energy clearing with people all over the country.
Yes, you do them by phone, right?
I do them by phone, and I do them in person.
And I've had your phone activations, and they are amazing. They're quite impressive, quite powerful. You can definitely feel them. Now, I want to give people a chance to find out how to reach you.
Okay. So, I can be reached easily two ways. I have a website which bears my name, www.duanehenkle.com. That's DuaneHenkle. You can email me from there. My phone number is on the website, which is 360-571-5748. And so I'm very easy to reach, and I'm very responsive to those who want to get a hold of me.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Duane, for joining me on the show today.
It's wonderful, Madeline. Keep spreading the word.
Okay. Now, join me again next Friday, August 3rd, when my show will be about 2012, the world's biggest shift, and what to do about it with futurist John L. Peterson. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to sign up for your Take an Energy Inventory for Prosperity. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook. OMG, that's allergy-free.